The Justice Department earlier this summer described its Terrorism Information and Prevention System, known by the acronym TIPS. Although TIPS is in its infancy, critics have questioned the wisdom of having citizens eyeballing their neighbors for suspicious activity. Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge rose to the defense of TIPS, saying recently that the program is not supposed to be an intrusion. "We just want people to use their common sense," Ridge said. While the members of the humor ensemble, the Firesign Theater, have applied common sense and a dash of surrealism to their interpretation of TIPS.
TIPS Hotline, this is Anthrax. Ashcroft.
Mr. Ashcroft, I'd like to report some suspicious activity.
Are you a loyal American trucker, letter carrier, train conductor, ship captain, utility employee, or other?
Sir, I'm a loyal American meter reader other out here on Crystal Meth Road in Elmertown, and I'm getting a big surge of power in a residence out here.
Good tip. If it's an indoor pot factory, we can take it out with a weed-seeking Rocky Max 2, but it could be men of the desert persuasion.
Who?
Arabs, son, pumping up the heat to simulate their homeland conditions. Look, tipster, can you take somebody into custody or something?
No, sir. I just read the numbers going around the little windows and report...
That's more than they'll let me do. Listen, this conversation is strictly Orange Alert Sub Rosa, and I'm not even talking to you, right?
Anything you say.
I didn't say anything.
Right.
Now get inside and see if they'll offer you one of those little cups of sweet coffee.
Sir, I don't drink coffee.
Then would you wave, please?
Huh?
Look up and wave.
Okay.
Say cheese.
Limbaugh.
Got it. Now, you'd better leave the area, tipster, so as not to incite any collateral damage. The Immigration Ranger Squat Squad is only minutes away.
Sir, can I get a copy of my picture?
Of course you can. It's all part of Operation TIPS, your volunteer Homeland Terrorism Information and Prevention System. Train now to be the extra legal eyes and ears that the feds need to get up close and personal with neighborhood terrorists. It's toll-free, 1-555-666-TIPS.
Yeah.
Where should I put these large squirt fish and the elephants filled with bendable dogs?
Oh, just stack them next to the guardian angel pens.
Where's that?
Oh, under the gangster hatch and inflatable saxophones.
Yeah,
come on. Oh, afternoon.
Howdy, Mutt.
Hi, Smut.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah.
Now, me and Elmer here, we're going on a camping trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we'll need to kill some things while we're out there.
Are we talking fish or fowl?
And... terrorists.
Whoever comes along.
Yeah, see,
going
huh?
for a balanced diet.
Well, scene. Take a gander here at these Texas Rag Robo Duck and Goose floats with optional decoy hearts and quiver magnets.
Yeah, they add ripples to your spread now, you know.
You know, I was actually hoping for them terrorists. You'd still have some of those smart sticks, goose news magnums, crap duster decoys.
With a solid brass snap, swivels, and the galvanized gang rings gets them every time.
Yeah, I know. Sold out last week.
No, boys, this might work. We got final approach decoys designed to match the floating coffin laydown blinds that we sold you last season.
Yeah.
Well, I blew a hole in the floating coffin.
It's at the bottom of Dead Man's Pond.
Well, then you can settle into this spacious bulletproof shell of this man-sized goose chair here.
Wow, there you go.
Both a decoy and a blind.
Just like the government.
And it comes with an optional snow skirt.
Just like the government.
We'll take two.
Okay, and with two, you get this automatic big guy Widowmaker Deluxe duck plucker with rubber fingers. Look at this.
Well, thanks a lot, Mutt and Smut.
Just put it in on our bill. Quack, quack, and get it out.
Yeah, yeah, lock and load, boys.
Don't
lock
forget
and load.
To aim.
Oh, my. Don't you just love the summer, Mike?
Yeah, hunting for a bargain.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the press. Today we're going to address two of your criticisms of the administration. Secrecy on missile defense and support for the arts. Let's kick it off by welcoming poet Beat Street Jack.
Yeah. Thank you, General. Any questions? Well, I'm still sober.
Barney Brown, New York Times, sir. Yeah. Suddenly, when the Star Wars program has come under increased scrutiny, the administration decides to wrap everything in a cloak of secrecy. Mm. How come?
Well, let me answer that in the form of a Buddhist haiku, slightly modified. Rocket soars to meet its mark. Be still. Experts are at work.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful and right on target, Jack. Please direct your next question to the acclaimed insane action painter, Billy Flanagan.
Go ahead, boys. Hit me.
Jordan Cross, Miami Herald.
The administration is claiming that releasing missile test results will advantage terrorists. So, you know, what do we do?
What do we do? You do what I did. You start with a blank canvas, see? First, you create the United States with some red, some white, and a big pot of blue. Ah, look at America. Beautiful, open, naive, drippy, unsuspecting. Now, look here. I pick up some dark paint, the sneaky terrorist. There's murky. Ooh. Ooh, here's dark and ugly. That nasty sight, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this can of paint thinner's our secret missile defense system. Ooh. You launch it here and here, very secretly here, and the terrorists are wiped out. You look at them run.
Oh, a very persuasive demonstration, Billy, and that painting would look great in my living room. Matches my wife. Now, please direct your final inquiry to an artist for whom there are no words, mime Shelley Smith. She'll answer your questions as a charade, and I'll translate for her.
Gabby Lopez, Los Angeles Times. Look, missile defense has been a colossal bust so far. What does the administration know that we don't, huh?
The answer is a four-word phrase. First word, Shelley is pointing at all of us. Come on now.
Reporters.
Us.
We is correct. We, first word. Second word, two syllables. Shelley's holding her hands as if she's praying.
Believe on the nose. Second word, believe. Fourth word, three syllables.
First syllable sounds like she's acting afraid.
Terror. She's scared. Fear.
Sounds like fear. Fear.
Oh, mirror. That's Russian for peace.
Everything I say means peace.
Mirrors.
We believe
mirrors. We believe in mirrors.
Not mirrors.
Miracles.
You got it. We believe in miracles. That's right. Thank you and good afternoon.
And Scientists United to Make Anthrax and Polio, a group funded by the Department of Homeland Defense to think the unthinkable, announced today that DNA from Frankenstein's near-legendary monster has been recreated in an East Cleveland lab. Dr. Louise Plague, lab director, said, "We have no plans to clone monsters at this time, but we agree that America's continued superiority complex might someday depend on getting these genes out of the lab and into a uniform." This is Bill Undermutter for CNN No Evil News all over the globe. Coming up, Cometland opens in Hellmouth, California with a ride to the center of the Earth and Martha Gluet's tribute from prison to the dying art of ashtray design.
The Firesign Theater is Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Phil Proctor. Their latest CD is The Bride of Firesign. For more about the Firesign Theater, go to npr.org.